There was a woman who had been diagnosed with a terminal illness and was given 3 months to live. As she began getting her things in order, she asked for her pastor to come to her house to discuss certain aspects of her final wishes. She told him which songs she wanted sung at the service and what dress she wanted to be buried in. Everything was in order, and as the pastor was preparing to leave, the woman suddenly remembered one final request. "Please, Pastor, just one more thing," she said excitedly. "This is very important to me," the woman continued. "I want to be buried holding a fork in my right hand." The pastor gazed at the woman at a loss for words. "That surprises you, doesn't it?" the woman asked. The pastor replied, "Well, to be quite honest, I am puzzled by the request." The woman explained, "You see, Pastor, in all my years of attending church socials, I remember that when the dishes were being cleared after the main course, someone would inevitably lean over to me and say, 'Keep your fork.' It was my favorite part of the meal because I knew that something better was coming, something wonderful to end the meal." The pastor listened intently, and a smile came upon his face. The woman continued, "So, I just want people to see me there with a fork in my hand, and I want them to wonder, 'What's with the fork?' Then I want you to tell them, 'Keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" She knew and trusted that the best was yet to come. At the funeral, everyone that walked by the woman's coffin saw her wearing a beautiful dress with her favorite Bible held in her left hand and a fork held in her right hand. Over and over, the pastor heard people ask the question, "Why is she holding a fork?" And his smile began to get larger and brighter each time. During his message, the pastor explained the fork and what it symbolized to her. "So the next time you reach for your fork, let it remind you, oh so gently, that the best is yet to come."